And our guest today is Catherine Bruce, the tourism coordinator with Kincardine Tourism. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well, JC. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I know that it's been a very busy summer. Lots of exciting events have been going on here in Kincardine, and we're not quite done yet heading into the long weekend. One event that's coming up, it's going to be happening tomorrow, is going to be a big cruise day. Now, this is something that used to happen on the Friday nights and on the long weekends in the summer. COVID, of course, kind of sidestepped things. The Downtown Dig this year sidestepped things a little bit, but we want to get the cars out again, and it's going to happen tomorrow, Catherine.
That's right. We didn't want to miss a year. The Downtown Dig isn't going to slow us down. So together we decided what we're going to do is we're going to host the Cruise Day event at the Kincardine Municipal Airport, and it's going to have a different look and feel, but we're really excited about it.
Yeah, all the cars are going to look great, all shined up along the runway at the airport, which, that should be easy to walk just one stretch and be able to see everything all on that long runway that they have it at the municipal airport.
That's right, and we're beefing it up. So we've got classic cars, special interest vehicles, motorcycles, we've got different vendors. The Kincardine Community Healthcare Foundation will be there selling their 50-50s, Kincardine Lions Club, we've got the Daily Grind, way more dogs, Dairy Queen, Griffin's Sweet Sensations, Kinetic Knights, NII, and then we've got a live band playing, The Rafters. They'll be performing for the full 4 hours.
Wow, live music is going to be there as well, and the admission is free. That's amazing.
That's right, free admission. We've got prizes, we've got vendors. John Taylor, the MC with Mopar Fest, has generously donated tickets that we'll be raffling off as well.
Now, if people are going to be heading out to this on Saturday, they should know that we all know that the airport is right on the highway, but we don't want to create a big traffic mess on the highway, so people need to enter in a different place.
That's right. There will be no admittance through the Kincardine Airport driveway. You'll want to take Concession 5 in Kincardine and come through the Municipal Administration Center building, which is 1475 Concession 5 Kincardine.
We're going to post links to everything that we've talked about on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Is there anything else that people will need to know about if they're going to be heading out to this event?
You might want to bring a lawn chair. We're hoping to have a good turnout, and we'll have live music so you can make an afternoon of it. A free family fun event.
We here at Shoreline Classics, too, we are also getting in on the excitement, actually all day on Saturday tomorrow, beginning at 6 a.m. until 7. We're going to be playing the same types of songs that you would have heard if you were driving around listening to the radio in like the 50s and the 60s and maybe even a little bit of the early 70s. I think actually just this week, the movie American Graffiti had its 50th anniversary. So that kind of is kind of a neat tie-in to this whole event. Yeah.
We are also really excited to have Morgan, your cruiser, summer cruiser, come down, and she's going to be giving out different prizes, and she always brings fun, so we can't wait to have her.
It's going to be a great day at the airport for the cruise day between noon and 4 tomorrow, featuring, of course, live music, lots of amazing cars, prizes, lots of local vendors are going to be there, and the admission is free. Catherine Bruce, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about the event.
Thank you, JC. We'll see you there.